That's great for Bill. What about me? I'd rather be. The whole wide world doesn't mean so much to me, 'cause this is where I belong. You want me here to stay? It don't matter, 'cause I'd stay here anyway. 'Cause this is where I belong. Oh, this is where I belong. Well, he's a real unlucky fella, and he's got no place to go. From the dew-soaked hedge creeps a corner caterpillar. When the dawn begins to crack, it's all part of my autumn overnight. The breeze blows leaves of a musty colored yellow, so I sweep them in my sack. Yes, 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 it's my autumn overnight. Friday evening, summer's all gone. La 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 la. All together now. Yes, 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 yes. It's my autumn moment. La 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 la. Oh, my autumn moment. Yes, yes, yes. It's my autumn moment. I like the football. Saturday, roast beef on Sunday.
All right.
Obviously not vegetarians. Rephrase that. I like my football on a Saturday, not roast on Sundays. All right. I go to Blackpool for my holiday, sit in the open sunlight. This is my street, and I'm never gonna leave it. Stay here if I live to be 99, 'cause all the people that live seem to come from my street. Yeah. yes, 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 etc., etc. You did really well. Give yourselves a round of applause. You did great. Guitar player comes from County Cork in Ireland. So let's give Bill a big welcome. Let's hear his fine as well. So this little English-British folk song, isn't it funny how Andy Murray suddenly become British? Let's hear it for Andy from Dublin. This is an English come British. It was English when it was a sort of puffy little fashion song. It became British when it was a world hit. So I was eligible for tax. This is a little Irish influenced folk song. Seeking him, and seeking him, as close as I, but never swear. It won't wake up, break him, so he's got to buy the best, cause he's a... Yes, and when he does, his little laugh, on the seats of old London town. Talking,
Yeah.
said a dead end street.
Dead end street.
I said a way.
Thank you.
the last decade of the last century, I wrote a book. The book was called X-Ray. The tormented rantings of a sex-crazed rock and roller. I wonder who that could be. Obviously, it was my brother Dave. But I started a new thing with this book. I played a place called Edinburgh. Sorry about that. I played the assembly rooms for 3 weeks. It wasn't this book. All right, Henry. And the first page of this book sums up the generation I was brought into in this world. My name is of no importance. I'm a product of a century that started at the height of class-conscious imperialism and ended with a society so reduced to totalitarian communists that in my final years of school, the saying, mediocrity rises, became really popular. And being a trifle mediocre myself, I rose. Like a giant souffle. See, my generation has been taught to be so in touch with the latest fashion, as you can see. We've become victims of design. But oddly enough, thank you. But oddly enough, although I was brought up to think of myself as this anonymous man with no face, to have no real characteristics, that was the life. I dreamt that one day, I would become an individual. I was born in a welfare state, ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in gray. Got no privacy, got no liberty, because the 20th century people took it all away from me.
Just give me some security.
but I don't wanna die. didn't have no money, but I always told the truth. Daddy didn't have no joy. She was in the dressing room strumming her little guitar, her cowgirl hat, was the only cowgirl hat in the world. And she had a little tight skirt on, boots, and big blouse with, you know, things, tassels. And she said to me, "Do you want to sing a duet with me, baby?" I said, "No." And all about, heard all about these women from Louisiana. But she was the first in line, after Bruce and John Bon Jovi, to do a duet with me. She picked a song that was really not very well known at all. It was a song I've written for my brother Dave, Steph, Dave Davis. And it was a song I wrote for an album called Lola versus Power Man. And when they go around, I need some of that brown liquid. And it was a song of warning, because when we had our first number one record, my brother was just turned 17. He was a bit of a tearaway. He still is, I think, from what they hear. Jimson. Anyway, this song was a word of warning. The girl singer, by the way, was named Lucinda Williams. I'll check her out if you don't know who she is. So, listen to the record, but never go drinking with her. It's a song called A Long Way From Home. Guitar cost me $150 in a junk shop. I'll give you $2,000 for it now. This is the song that I started off with the Kinks, with recorded this with the Kinks. And let's hear it from a great band, and a fantastic band. One more. It was Pete Quaife on the bass, Nick Avery on the drums. Dave Death McClellan Davis on the guitar. Yeah. We made this just the four of us in the little studio. We finally came together when we made this track. you know this song, please join in. It's called Waterloo Sunset. Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friends,
need no friends.
Why is that? 'Cause long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Sha-la-la.
Sunset, we are in paradise.
Yeah! Love people. A lot of people who don't know. I know a lot of people know the whole Kinks catalogue here. But there are a lot of people who think the Kinks stopped making records in 1981. But the thing is, this is the irony of it. We were banned from America for 4 years, very early on in our career. And I'm really proud of that. So when we went back to America, we'd had all these hits, and we toured America. We made records for Misfits, Insomniacs, Sleepwalkers, Dropouts, and Dysfunctional Outsiders. Do you get the feeling? Do you relate? Misfits, Sleepwalker, ending up with low budget. So we made a whole new career for ourselves, and maybe we were a little bit forgotten in this part of the world, but we kept coming back. And we reinvented ourselves. We were from a part of London that was kind of working class suburb. We moved out to the rich suburbs, Muswell Hill. And we were called the Muswell Hillbillies, and we were based in America. And to make this point clear, we're going to do a couple of songs from that period, the Muswell Hillbilly period. I want to bring on someone who was a Muswell Hillbilly himself, born and bred in N10 in London, so he's a real thing. Our opening act, James Warburton. Come on, James. Give him a round of applause. And this is a song that was kicked off our resurgence in America, but we've forgotten in the UK. So we're going to do it for you now. Another thing, Muswell Hill is the Nashville of Great Britain. Well, I said goodbye to Rose Brew this morning. Gonna miss her bloodshot alcoholic eyes. She wore her Sunday hat so she impressed me. Gonna carry that memory till the day I die. They'll move me up to Muswell Hill tomorrow. Photographs and souvenirs are all I've got. Don't try and make me change my way of living, but they'll never make me something that I'm not. Cause I'm a Muswell Hill baby, but my heart lies in old West Virginia. On my hills and on the green, I've seen them in my dreams sing me back. It was called the pictures, films. And she could escape by going to see all her matinee idols and see all the musicals. This is for Rosie and it's called Oklahoma, USA. All life we work, but work is a bore. If life's for living, what's living for? She lives in a house that's near decay before the industrial revolution. But lost in her dreams, she is
La 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 la. more time for Uncle Ray. Come on.
Your side.
Thank you so much. Let's hear it for Bill, Ian, Jamie, and Jim. Thank you for the days. Cause I'm the stage of safety. Thank you so, so much. It's great to be back here. I've had some of the coldest nights, the wettest nights here. I've also said I've had some of the warmest nights. Now, Uncle Ray is going to give you all a bedtime story. Do you want to hear me?
You got me so good.
set me free. Is that right? Oh yeah, you really got me now.
Let's play!